Message number 669. I now grant them the grace of the tears of love and conversion. Friday, January 11, 2013 at 11:25 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, please hear me and listen as I reveal my pain. My head covered with thorns is being crushed painfully as I endure the pain of my crucifixion 2,000 years after my time on earth. The time for my second coming is very close. Let no man doubt my promise to come again. Let no man doubt that it can be at any time. Prepare your souls, for the time is close. Far better that you concentrate on the state of your souls than on the state of your future prosperity. The pain of thorns is now being felt by leaders in the Catholic and Christian churches. They suffer so as they are being force-fed doctrines dictated to them by political leaders which pour forth from the mouth of the beast. To all those who attack my word through these messages, I must warn you that the battle between God and Satan at the end time is now. May my Father pardon you for your misdemeanors. May he pour down his mercy on your misguided and wayward ways, all of which condone sin. The pain of the crown of thorns which are being pressed down in agony upon my Christian churches on earth is being replicated at this time as foretold. The pain of rejection, the rejection of my word, my existence and my teachings, is being felt not only by me but by all of those poor souls who honor me, who proclaim my holy word and who love me. My heart is entwined with them in love and suffering. They will know this immediately, for I now grant them the grace of the tears of love and conversion when they recite this crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer, 93, for the tears of conversion. O my beloved Jesus, you are close to my heart. I am one with you. I love you. I cherish you. Let me feel your love. Let me feel your pain. Let me feel your presence. Grant me the grace of humility so that I am made worthy of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Grant me the tears of conversion so that I can truly offer myself to you as a true disciple to help you in your mission to save every single soul on earth before you come again to judge the living and the dead. Amen. Go, my beloved followers. I promise that I will grant you the grace of the tears of conversion so that you will truly become united within my Sacred Heart when you recite this prayer. My heart embraces you, my cherished and loyal disciples. I love you. I am with you now in a way which you will find hard to deny. Your beloved Jesus.